day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Routine checkups in life are very, very important. I think we would all agree that it is important to go to the doctor throughout life so we can have our bodies examined, so we can maintain good physical health. And others would also agree that it's important to sometimes endure going to the dentist and laying down, opening up wide so the dentist can peer into our mouth and see what needs to be attended to, so we have a bright and lovely smile with pure, fresh breath. Tune-ups are also important when it comes to vehicles. And we run our vehicles day in and day out, week in, week out, throughout the years. But sometimes it's important to just schedule a maintenance check and to have the mechanic make sure that the brakes are running good, the transmission, the engine, and tires, and all the parts of our vehicle is running well, and so we can depend on the vehicle to get us from point A to point B. Well, as Christians, it is important to have routine checkups when it comes to our spiritual life. And regarding our relationship, our walk with God, our relationship with the Lord, our walk with God. So tonight, I want to open up the hood of Calvary Baptist Church, and I want to ask a question. How is your devotional life? I want us to have a checkup, a self-checkup on our devotional life, our personal daily time with the Lord. And I want to ask, are you getting the most out of your personal daily devotions, your time in the Scriptures? And so tonight's going to be more of a practical lesson for you tonight. These are not new truths, but these are just reminders. As you seek God through His Word on a daily basis, these are practical truths for you to put into practice. Again, sometimes we neglect going into a maintenance, or going into a routine checkup, because even sometimes we're afraid of what we may be told. And so let me give you tonight three reminders that will help you, three practical tips that will help you as you search the Scriptures daily. And so I've titled the message, Getting the Most Out of Daily Devotions. Getting the most out of daily devotions. How can I get the most out of our daily time with the Lord and His Word? Well, first tonight is simply this. You must read the Bible. Very simple. And if you were concerned that I was going to come with truths that shoot over your head, there you go. First point, getting the most out of your daily devotions, you must read the Bible. You cannot get anything out of daily devotions if you don't do it. So you must read the Bible on a daily basis. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 16 and 17. The Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means that God, through holy men of old, God breathed His holy word through the men that He chose, and they recorded it for us so that we can read it and so that we can grow and know the Lord. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So the Word of God, if we read it, it is profitable. It's profitable to teach us. It's profitable to reprove us. It's profitable to, yes, even encourage us. And Jesus says in John chapter 5, verses 39, search the Scriptures. Search the Scriptures. Devotionals may be helpful. Other Christian books may have their place to teach and encourage. Christian blogs, podcasts may be of great help, but nothing should take the place of personal daily reading of God's Word. You must never allow the writings of men to trump the Word of God. Understand that first. I meet a lot of Christians who just soak in book after book, audio sermon, podcast after podcast, and they don't spend 10 minutes in the Word of God. Now again, these things are helpful, and God has given us many gifted men and women used throughout church history that can help us to understand the Scriptures more. But nothing substitute the pure reading of God's holy Word. J.C. Ryle, a preacher from London, says this: whatever you read, read the Bible first. Beware of bad books. There are plenty in this day. Take heed what you read. Whatever you read, read the Bible first. And then examine all things that you read by the Scripture. A.W. Tozer also says, if your Christianity depends upon a pastor's preaching, then you're a long way from being where you should be. A lot of Christians just depend upon their pastor's preaching week in and week out. Well, how are you fed? When was the last time you heard? When was the last time you sat down and searched the Scriptures? And sometimes they say, well, Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. That's only the beginning. And the pastor only preaches and encourages you to go home and then read the Scriptures and search it for yourself. And so under this point, read the Bible. I want to encourage you also to read the whole Bible. And the Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It doesn't say just the book of Moses, just Jeremiah, just Ezekiel, just the disciples. All Scripture is given and all Scripture is profitable. The whole Bible makes a whole Christian. Don't just read your favorite book, Proverbs. And many Christians love Proverbs. It's a wonderful book. And you can read a proverb a day and line it up with the calendar day of the month. And that'll help you to stay focused on reading the Scriptures. But don't just read Proverbs. Don't just read the Gospels. Don't just read short epistles. Read all of Scripture, because all of Scripture has been given to us and all of Scripture is profitable. And it astonishes me how many professing Christians have never read through the Bible at least one time in their Christian life. That's a sad, sad thing. There are many Christians, they proclaim to be saved and proclaim to have been saved for many, many years, and not one time have they read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. That's a sad thing. That should not be, beloved. We ought to read the Bible and we ought to read the whole Bible. So let me encourage you with this. Read the Bible systematically. Start at Genesis and work your way through Revelation. Start at Matthew, work your way through Revelation. To help you, use a systematic Bible reading schedule. One is the Robert Murray McShane, a helpful, helpful schedule to follow. There are also chronological schedules you can follow. The ribbon in your Bible, use that as a marker. And they say if you read 2 to 3 chapters a day, you'll read through the whole Bible in 1 year. Do it. It's important for your spiritual growth. Have a plan and stick to it. Those who fail to plan, plan to fail. Have a plan, stick to it. And let me quote to you Spurgeon. Spurgeon says, search the Scriptures. Do not merely read them, search them. Look out the parallel passage. Try to get the meaning of the Spirit upon any one truth by looking to all the texts which refer to it. He says, read the Bible consecutively. Do not merely read a verse here and there. That is not fair, he says. You would never know anything about John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress if you opened it every morning and read 6 lines in any part and then shut it up again. You must read it all through if you want to know anything about it. He says, get those books, say Mark or John. Read Mark right through from beginning to end. Do not stop with two or three verses or a chapter, but try to know what Mark is aiming at. It is not fair to Paul to take his epistle to the Romans and read one chapter. We are obliged to do it in public service, but if you want to get at Paul's meaning, read the whole epistle through as you would any other letter. Read the Bible in a common sense way, he says. This is important. Do not read it on your knees, as I have known some people to do. It is an awkward posture. Get into an easy chair. Read it comfortably. Pray after you read it, as much as you like, but do not make a penance of what ought to be a pleasure. And when you are reading it, if you come to, he says, a knotty point, meaning a difficult passage, a hard truth, he says, do not skip it. You have all some Christian friend who knows more than you do. Go to him and try to get the thing explained. Above all, when you have read any passage and do understand it, act it out. And ask the Spirit of God to burn the meaning into your conscience till it is written on the fleshly tables of your heart. And he makes a good point. You would never pick up a book and just say, okay, what am I going to read today? John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. Let's just start here in the middle and start. And then next day, oh, just open it up and start. And so he says, don't do that. You wouldn't do it with an ordinary book, so don't do it with the Bible. And sometimes we do that. Oh, what's for devotions today? Let's do one of these. Okay, there we go. No, don't do that. Start at the beginning of a book. Aim to get its meaning. Start at the beginning and read through consecutively. And then also, here's another practical tip. Set apart a time to read. Now, this seems so simple, but you need this. If I can recommend a time, I think the best time to read the Scriptures is early in the morning. When your mind is most fresh. When your mind is not tired by the distractions of the day, read it first thing. And we see this as an example in David's life, Joshua's life, and even in Jesus' life. They woke up early, even before the break of dawn, and they were dwelling with the Lord. They were praying in their personal time of devotions. So I would recommend it. Now, this is not a legalistic thing. If you're working throughout the night, early in the morning, maybe the best time for you is the afternoon or evening, maybe before you go to bed. Now, this is only a recommendation. This is not a legalistic thing, but set apart some time in the day to read. Maybe it's at breakfast. I've heard preachers say, no Bible, no breakfast. That means they're not having breakfast unless they first get their spiritual nourishment in the Bible. But read it when your mind is most alert. Give God the best hour of your day. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Give God the best. Don't give God your leftovers. And because your mind's not focused on what God wants to speak to you. Sacrifice sleep if need be to get into God's Word. Set apart a time to read. And then also get rid of distractions. This is so important. Get rid of distractions. Don't read the Scriptures with your phone ringing and dinging every 2 minutes. Turn it off. Put it on airplane mode. Throw it out the window. Get rid of it. And turn the TV off. These are just practical tips that I have learned over my Christian life. But don't do your personal time with the Lord with Good Morning America blazing and Justin Bieber doing the moonwalk. You can't focus on what God wants to speak to you. These are worldly things that are trying to steal our attention away. But focus on the Lord and you won't regret it. A.W. Tozer again, so convicting. He says this, anything that keeps me from my Bible is my enemy, however harmless it may appear to be. Is that wrong or is that true? Anything that keeps me from my Bible, from dwelling with God, knowing God, having Him preach to my heart on a daily basis, anything that keeps me from my Bible is my enemy, however harmless it may appear to be. And sometimes we justify it. Yeah, but God, you know, my wife, my spouse, my kids, my job, And I've got duty after duty after duty at home and ministry after ministry. But if it's keeping you from your walk with the Lord, you're just going to do it in the flesh. And you're going to do it in the power of your own might. And so we need to stay in the Word. Set apart a time to read. Use the Bible reading schedule to help you. Read the Bible systematically. Get rid of distractions. Find a prayer closet. And so I'm a father of four. I know it's a struggle. And sometimes you just need to sit in the car with the AC on here. In Seattle, when I was church planning in Seattle, it was my habit to drive down to the local airport 2 miles away. And I would just sit there, spend time with the Lord, and watch the planes. That was my office, my minivan. It was my time, personal time with the Lord. You have to have it. Fight for it. Again, I'm not setting any legalistic time. But spend time with the Lord. Let Him speak to your heart. Find a quiet place to read. So first and foremost, first point, read the Scriptures. You want to get the most out of your daily devotions? Read the Scriptures. Secondly, getting the most out of your daily devotions, meditate upon the Scriptures. Aren't those two things the same? No, they're not. Psalm 119, verse 15, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Psalm 119, 97, oh, how love I thy law, it is my meditation all the day. The word meditate means to chew on, like a cow does to grass. You see the cow, and it's just the grass is, every time he opens his mouth, you can see the grass, and he's just chewing on it and chewing on it and chewing on it and chewing on it. That's what meditation is. It's to think deeply or focus one's mind on for a period of time. It means to consider, to reflect. And so as you do your daily devotions, you must meditate upon what you read. Don't just forget it. No, don't neglect it, but meditate upon it. Think upon it over and over and over and over. And with this, don't rush. Don't rush your daily devotions. And many people just, okay, the pastor wants me to read 2 chapters. I'm done. 5 minutes, gone. What did you get out of it? What are you meditating upon? Give enough time for you to meditate. And ask yourself, what is the passage saying? What is God trying to speak to my heart about? Is there an encouragement for my soul? Is there a reproof? Is there something of Christ in this passage? Is there maybe a message of faith or warning of doubt? What is the passage saying? You need to think upon it. Now, Christianity is a faith of the mind. Don't check your mind at the door. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. So meditate. It's not passive. You must think upon what you're reading throughout the day. As you meditate, study. Study the Scripture. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And you say, well, that's a pastoral epistle. That's for the pastors. Nope. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for all. So you are commanded to study the Scriptures. Read it. Meditate on it. And then study it. What's the word meaning there? Maybe you look up the Greek or Hebrew definition of the word and it brings out some light or some meat. And maybe you use a cross-reference resource tool and you cross-reference the Scriptures. Maybe you look at the historical account of the chapter or the verse and you try to find what the Bible is saying. Study the Bible. If I can encourage you tonight, be a student of God's Word. Strive to know it more and more each day. Acts 17:11, a verse that I will quote many times in the days ahead. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the Word with all readiness of mind and search the Scriptures daily, whether it were so. So the Bereans were commended because they received the Word, not with a passivity of mind, but with a readiness of mind. And then that receiving led to them searching the Scriptures. And let me tell you here from the get-go, that's your duty as I preach the Word of God, week in and week out. Number one, to come ready, to come prepared, and to receive the Word of God with all readiness of mind. Anytime the Word of God is opened, we are hearing from the Lord. This is God's voice right here, the Scriptures. And so we need to come ready more than we do with our favorite TV show. And pray even before you come to church. And I'm going ahead of myself to the next point, but you need to receive the Word with readiness of mind and then search the Scriptures. When does it say? Daily. Daily. And to see if the preacher is telling you what is right. And do it tonight. And maybe some of you will leave. I'm not sure if Pastor Casey is off his horse. And man, he expects a lot of us. Hey, search the Scriptures. See if what I'm telling you is true. Study. And then here's a helpful tip. Write. Write it out. As you read, as you meditate, as you study God's Word, keep a journal. Keep a notebook beside you. This is so helpful. And a pastor encouraged me with this in Bible college. He said this, when the God of the universe speaks to you through His Holy Spirit and His Word, write it down. There are certain things, certain truths, certain verses in various circumstances that God is going to give you as a jewel, as a nugget. Write it down. Maybe write it down on a 3x5 card. Carry it throughout the day. You can chew on it, meditate upon it, maybe memorize a verse. But write down the truths that the Spirit is teaching you. Write down key verses. Write down key thoughts. Maybe write down a summary of the chapter. And this is the way that I'm going through the Old Testament and the minor prophets. I'm just taking a chapter at a time. I take a piece of notebook paper. I write down the chapter number. And then as I read the chapter, I'm making a summary. What is this chapter about? What are the key points? That'll help me to remember later. But write it out. That will be a help to you. They even have these wonderful books called Journables. And they're set up for you to write out Scripture. And they're working on getting them in every book. They have all the New Testament complete. They're now working on the Pentateuch. But they're nice, hardbound books encouraging people to write out the Scripture. And it was the Old Testament king of Israel who was told to write out, when he became king, the books of Moses. And so why did God do that? Well, it was for a reason, to get it in their heart and in their mind. So write it out. Maybe you're here, you say, well, I don't read real well, and my eyesight is poor. Here's a great point. Here's an encouragement for you. Listen to God's Word. This is for all of you as well. Listen to God's Word. Get an audio Bible on CD, on tape. We have iPhones today, smartphones. There are apps that are free. You can download an audio Bible. We really have no excuse. Listen to the Bible on your way to work. And maybe you listen to the Bible as you're working. But there are so many ways to get the Scriptures in our heart and mind. And one way to do it is by listening to the Scriptures. And sometimes our family, we're taking a trip and we have the audio Bible just going. Maybe it's an early morning where I can't necessarily sit down as I would like to. But we have it going on the next place we're going. And I want to hear it. So another practical tip, getting the most out of your daily devotions, sometimes just listening to it. And sometimes, even as I'm sitting down, I'll play the audio if my mind is distracted, and I'll just follow along. That's a help. Let that be a help to you. But as another preacher said, don't stop reading until you find your heart warmed. Read it and let God speak to you, and don't neglect going on to your duties until you find your heart warmed. Read the Bible daily. How many times do you eat in a day? Three? If you're normal. Okay, the average person eats three times a day. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Or if you're from the South, supper. But read the Bible daily. The Word of God is our spiritual food. It's our nourishment. And we will grow malnourished if we neglect the Bible on a daily basis. You will get unhealthy. You will be malnourished if you neglect eating breakfast, lunch, dinner. If you did that for a week, you'd be unhealthy. You'd faint. So many are doing spiritually. They're neglecting the Bible, the source of wisdom, the source of strength. And it's a wonder why so many Christians struggle when they neglect the main source of encouragement for their souls. And so remember to stay hydrated. Drink in the water of the Word. And many of you are busy serving, and that's great. And just this morning, I read of Judges, Samson, and how he took the jawbone of the donkey, and he killed 1,000 Philistines with that jawbone. And after it, he was tired. He was weak and weary. And you know what God did? He claimed a place in the jawbone for him to drink water. So the sword of the Spirit, we serve the Lord on a daily and weekly basis. And the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. This is our weapon of warfare. But listen, we also need to drink in the Word. We also need encouragement and strength. And it comes through the Scriptures. Psalm 1, as we read, the blessed man, the fruitful man, is the one who meditates on the Word day and night. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. You want to get the most out of your daily devotions? Read it. Secondly, pray. Pray. Pray before you read. Pray for your understanding. We would have the prayer of the psalmist in Psalm 119. Open thou my eyes that I may behold wonderful thing out of thy word. Wondrous things out of thy law. Psalm 119:18. That ought to be our prayer. Lord, as we come to Scripture, as you go to your personal time, Lord, open my eyes, my spiritual eyes. Open my understanding. Lord, help me to know more of you. Lord, cleanse me, wash me, renew my mind. And we pray before we read. And David does this in Psalm 119, verse 12, verse 26, verse 33, verse 64, 68, 124, 135. He cries out, teach me thy statutes. He's coming to the Lord with a desire to learn. So he cries out, teach me, teach me, teach me. And that ought to be our prayer. And we ought to have the spirit of Samuel as we go to Scriptures. Lord, speak, for thy servant heareth. Inscribed on the front of my Bible, that's what it says, to remind me. To ask the Lord every time I go to His Word, speak. Speak to me, Lord, for thy servant heareth. It reminds me to have a hearing ear when I come to the Word of God. Ask God, the Holy Spirit, the author of Scripture, to teach you. So, pray before you read. And then pray as you read. Pray over what you're reading. Confess sin that God brings to your attention. Maybe there's a portion of Scripture that's really hitting your heart hard. There's a problem you're facing and it's a sin that you're dealing with. Confess it right there. As the Holy Spirit enlightened your heart and mind to it. Maybe it's a spirit of unthankfulness. A spirit of criticism. Maybe it's a lack of submission. Maybe you're dishonoring your parents, children. And God convicts you of this. Confess it right there. Those who confess and forsake shall have mercy. And so confess sin to God. Pray as you read Scripture. And then plead for God's help as you're reading it. Lord, what does this say? Lord, shine more light. And when you come to a hard passage that you don't understand, here's a tip. Don't be too quick to go to the commentaries. Don't be too quick to call the pastor. Wrestle with it. As Jacob wrestled with the angel, as Jacob wrestled with the Lord, wrestle with the Lord and His Word. Okay, Lord, I don't understand this. I want to understand it. Okay, it seems like this is contradicting this truth. Lord, what does this mean? Pray over it. Pray over it. Pray over it. Ask God for light. And eventually, He'll break through and show you its meaning. So pray before you read. Pray as you read. Thirdly, pray after you read. Thank God for His Word. Thank God for speaking to your heart. Ask God to help you to remember what you have just read. Ask God for grace to help you to put into practice what He's just spoken to your heart about. Pray. Bathe your spiritual devotions in prayer. So read, pray. Thirdly, if you want to get the most out of your daily devotions, obey. Read the Word of God, pray before, pray during, pray after, and then obey. Put it into practice immediately. Jesus said, "Blessed are they that hear the Word of God and keep it." The blessed man is not only the man who hears, but the man who does. Blessed are they that hear the Word of God and keep it. That's what we read in Psalm 1, wasn't it? Who walks. Blessed is the man who walks, not in the counsel of the ungodly. He's living out the Word of God. So you need to obey the Scriptures. And we have the parable of the man who builds on the sand and builds upon the rock. When the storms come, the man who builds upon the sand, what happens? It's destroyed. But the man who builds upon the rock, which is Christ and His Word, is firm. Why? Because he's hearing God's Word and he's doing it. God's Word is to be read so that it might be obeyed. God did not give us His Word so we can be puffed up, arrogant Pharisees and debate about the Word of God. God gave us His Word so that it might be lived out on a daily basis. So let me conclude. Perhaps you're here tonight and you say, "Yeah, but I don't have time." Any of you tonight? I don't have time. And I will lovingly, graciously, truthfully say, I don't believe it. You make time for what's important to you. If it's important to you, you'll do it. You brush your teeth each day? Why? Well, we could go along many different reasons why. A husband, or your wife would flee from the house if you didn't. You make time. You eat throughout the day. Why? It's important to you. You exercise. You communicate with family members. And we could go along the list. You make time for what's important to you. You check your Facebook status every 5 minutes. Am I stepping on toes now? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Add up the time throughout the day. You watch a 2-hour movie, 3-hour sports game, and yet we don't have time for the Word of the Lord. You have time to play sports, hang out with friends. We don't have time to meditate in the Word, to study it. I pray that God would show us how important this truly is. Again, this is not a legalistic thing. Again, I'm not setting forth any time frames, any days that you need to read it. And I'm not going to require you to read it in certain times. But this is for your spiritual health. And this is for the health of this church. This church is made up of individuals. This church is made up of families. And the strength of this church will only come out of our personal walk with the Lord. If we want this church to be a godly church, a God-fearing church, a church that stands in awe and in reverence of who God is, a church that loves God's Word, it starts with our personal walk with the Lord. And then as we all come together as one, we do it together. It's been said, if you get into God's Word will get in you. This book will keep you from sin. Sin will keep you from this book. Your relationship with the Word of God will reveal your relationship with the God of the Word. I can tell your relationship with God by your relationship with the Word of God, by your daily devotions. And again, I've been in ministry long enough to know those who come for counseling appointments, those who have need after need after need after need. And then you just start with one simple question. Tell me, How's your time in God's Word? Tell me what your practice is. What's your exercise of being in the Scriptures on a daily basis? How has God been speaking to your heart the last 30 days? They can't. Okay, that's step one. We'll talk in 2 weeks. Why? That's most important. Because people need God, not man. Oh, yes, men, there's a multitude. There's help in a multitude of counselors. But their main source of help, encouragement, strength comes from the Word of the Lord. It's impossible to be a healthy Christian without a proper intake of God's Word. And it's impossible to be a healthy church without a proper intake of God's Word. So let me ask you tonight, have you grown lazy in this area? Personal daily devotions. You look back at your Christian life, and I can point to areas of my life, and I say, I confess, I'm guilty. And you look back and say, yeah, I was once on fire. I had those sweet times of fellowship with the Lord. The Word of God was just burning in my heart and my soul. But I've allowed other things to crowd it out. I've been a Martha rather than a Mary. I've gotten so busy doing the work of the Lord that I forget to sit at His feet and learn of Him. We're cumbered about with much business. And Mary chose that good part, that needful part. Oh, Martha wasn't an ungodly lady. She just got her focus off. And that's for us. And if that's you, confess it to the Lord, even tonight. And Lord, you pray, Lord, help me. And you get back into the Word of God tonight. Even if it's a few verses, even if it's a chapter. Start tonight. Start first thing in the morning. Have a plan. And then continue on. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us all unrighteousness. So confess it to the Lord. Don't stay in the bubble of guilt, but move forward and plow on. Make God's Word a priority in your life. And be a John Bunyan. It said of John Bunyan, if you cut him anywhere, he would bleed Scripture. That's convicting. Out of his conversation, and he could talk to you about any area of life and take verses and Scriptures. If you cut him anywhere, he'd just bleed Scripture. That's the kind of Christian I want to be. I pray that's the kind of Christian you would desire to be, and that we as a church would desire to be, that this would be a biblical church, a church that honors God's Word supremely, that we would love it, that we would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. Ask God to give you a greater love for His Word. Daily devotion should never be a dull duty, but should be a desirable delight. And if it is a dull duty, something's wrong. Check engine lights on. And we need to address it. I'll leave you with Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Paul exhorts the Christians, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. 3 points. What are they? Read, pray, and obey. And I pray that these practical helps, these practical tips, will be a blessing in your heart and in your life.